Let's get back to our top story, the coronavirus outbreak. Universities and boarding schools across the country are preparing for spring break, many starting next week. But the new coronavirus is raising a lot of questions about where students should be allowed to travel and how to handle anyone who develops symptoms once they return to school. Joining us now is Brad Seifers, who's the University Director for Emergency Management and Continuity at Indiana University. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So like many schools, Indiana canceled all university-sponsored international travel for spring break. The school is also telling students who are traveling to China, Iran, Italy, Japan, or South Korea that they're going to need to self-quarantine after their trips before they return to class. Can you explain how that's going to work?
The cancellation of international any sponsored international trips was made yesterday for students who are returning. If they travel to a level three designated country, the university has made it clear through a public safety advisory that the isolation period and the location is going to be the responsibility of the traveler. They will not be able to come to their campus housing if they live on campus or to a Greek house until they've completed that 14-day isolation.
And what if they go to a state in the U.S. where there are a lot of cases? For example, what if a student's family is in Washington State?
We've made no designations currently on any domestic travel or restrictions on domestic travel.
And does that concern you? Because obviously this is a fast developing situation.
I wouldn't say that it concerns me, relying on our experts in public health. And so far that there's not been a recommendation to restrict any domestic travel.
Would you or would the university prefer it if students stayed on campus during spring break?
I don't know that we would take a position if they stayed on campus. In all of our discussions so far, that's not been a topic of encouraging students not to travel, especially domestically. So that's not been part of our conversation so far.
If someone needed to go into quarantine at Indiana University, where would that happen?
If we have to do it on campus, we have some limited spaces where we can do that, but terribly limited in our available space.
So what if somebody does turn out to test positive for COVID-19 on the campus of the university? What's the plan then?
Well, we have a plan to isolate that student, ensure they get the proper care, and then also work with them academically to ensure they're still able to finish their academic pursuits for the semester.
Now, if somebody is in quarantine, if a student is in quarantine, is it going to be possible for them to do their schoolwork remotely?
Absolutely. We have a robust network here at IU, and we've met with our technology teams about the capacity we have to do things remotely. And we have a concept called Keep Teaching, that has everything in place for students to be able to continue their academic progress remotely.
Brad Seifers, you know, everybody is dealing with this. Every business in this country is thinking about these kinds of plans. Would you say that at a university like Indiana University, that you're facing more concern from students, parents, or professors?
I don't know that we're really keeping track of how many concerns. Right now, most of our questions that are coming into our incident management center are just really centered around travel. So most of it is our students and staff who have planned travel and are just looking for a little guidance. There doesn't seem to be a large degree of apprehension, just folks looking for additional information.
Was this a situation where you had a plan in place and you just had to change the words and put coronavirus or COVID-19 in there? Or was this something where you guys had to sort of start from scratch and figure out what to do?
Oh, no, we've had to. Any university's got a robust plan, one specifically to deal with the management of infectious disease, and then a separate one that goes further into what are tipping points and triggers for having to curtail classes and go to remote teaching. Those plans have been in place for some time. This has given us an opportunity to give those a thorough look and work with our internal and external partners at Department of Health and the local hospitals and our IT folks to make sure that we have everything in place to have an adequate response.
In addition to saying no international school trips during spring break, are you doing anything when it comes to events on campus, sporting events? Are they being canceled?
No, we've not made any decisions yet on events. We have had meetings with our event services and our athletics department discussing prevention measures to put in place, talking about good social behaviors. If you're in large groups of, if you feel sick, don't go. You know, the cough and sneeze etiquette, good hand washing techniques, things of that nature.
That is Brad Seifers, who is the University Director for Emergency Management and Continuity at Indiana University, which goes on spring break starting in about a week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.